The Tri-Cities is well known for its atomic references. There are atomic-themed pizza shops, bowling alleys, and high school mascots. One local musician is delving into the area's complicated nuclear history, 75 years after the U.S. dropped bombs on Japan to end World War II. NWPB's Courtney Flatt has more.
Walking into the vast B-reactor chamber at the Hanford site, Tri-Cities musician Denon Cook felt the pull of history and innovation.
You look at it and you can kind of confront science and history and politics and all this all at once, and it's like, this is a device that has completely changed the way we do everything just because it exists.
Those thoughts inspired him to immediately write this jazz piece called B-Reactor, which explores the site's paradoxical nature. The B-Reactor was the first full-scale nuclear reactor in the world. It produced plutonium for the Fat Man bomb, which dropped on Nagasaki August 9, 1945, 75 years ago. Cook eventually wrote an entire conceptual album inspired by the Manhattan Project. The album is coming out on the 75th anniversary of when the U.S. dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima. Cook hopes the album will make people take a deeper look at the complex issues surrounding the reason that anyone knows what Hanford is today.
The Manhattan Project, in a way, is one of the greatest stories ever told. It's a tragedy, it's a drama, it's got life or death scenarios.
The Re-Manhattan Project album has 10 tracks, including a complex song called the Einstein-Zillard Letter. This track was inspired by a 1939 letter from a group of physicists to President Franklin D. Roosevelt. They warned him that nuclear weapons were going to be developed and that Nazi Germany was already doing just that. Cook considers this final song on the album a love letter to the Tri-Cities. It's named The Fields, the River, the Sky.
It's folky and hopeful, but also acknowledging that there's still work to do and that this issue hasn't just gone away over the course of 75 years since these things happened.
Cook plans to bring a band to perform this album in the Tri-Cities, potentially next summer. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.